This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Lok Sabha witnessed intense debate over electoral reforms and the Special Intensive Revision SIR of voter lists yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched a forceful attack on the opposition, accusing them of protecting illegal immigrants to secure their vote banks. He said infiltrators cannot decide who will be the Prime Minister and Chief Minister in the country. Mr. Shah asserted that the SIR aims to cleanse electoral rolls by removing duplicate entries and illegal immigrants. He added that while one's name appearing in multiple places could be a genuine mistake, allowing such duplication undermines the credibility of elections. Highlighting the broader implications, Mr. Shah warned that demographic manipulation cannot be allowed to divide the nation again. The Home Minister reiterated the government's policy of detect, delete and deport, making it clear that illegal immigrants would not be normalized or recognized in voters' lists. Mr. Shah stressed that the purpose of SIR is not to target any community, but to safeguard democracy and ensure free and fair elections. Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram today. The discussion will conclude with the address of Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda. After this, the Rajya Sabha will begin discussion on election reforms. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Manipur beginning today. During her visit, she will participate in a series of ceremonial and developmental events across the state. Today, the president will arrive in Imphal and will be accorded a traditional guard of honour. She will then visit the historic Mapal Kangjebung to witness a polo exhibition match celebrating the rich sporting heritage of the state. In the evening, the president will attend a civic reception hosted by the Manipur government at the City Convention Centre, Imphal. She is expected to lay foundation stones and inaugurate several key developmental projects, signalling the government's continued focus on regional progress. Indian Railways has given over 60,000 crore rupees as subsidy in financial year 2023-24 to keep passenger travel affordable. In a reply to supplementary in Lok Sabha, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the subsidy given to the passengers amounts to 45% of the total cost of passenger travel. He highlighted that the fares of the Indian Railways are among the lowest in the world. The minister noted that compared to neighbouring countries, India is providing the most affordable transportation to its passengers.
India is providing the most affordable transportation to our passengers. If you compare it with any other developed country, obviously there is almost one-tenth or even sometimes 5% of the cost of ticket which is there in the developed countries. But even compared to our neighbouring countries, the ticket is kept at a very, very affordable price.
The DGCA has set up a dedicated oversight team at IndiGo's corporate office in Gurugram following widespread flight cancellations and delays. In an order, the DGCA announced that the move aims to address passenger inconvenience caused by flight delays and cancellations. The 8-member team will monitor key operational areas, including fleet strength, crew availability, utilization hours, unplanned leaves and standby crew for both cockpit and the cabin staff. The Asian Developmental Bank has raised its growth forecast for India to 7.2%, up from 6.5% for the financial year 2025-26, according to its Asia and Pacific Growth Outlook report. This marks an increase of 0.7 percentage points after the country registered robust growth in the July to September quarter and prospects for a stronger fiscal year. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second T20 match of the series in Mullapur in New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. This will be the maiden men's international cricket match in Mullapur. Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue are currently leading the 5-match series 1-0 following a massive win over the visitors in the series opener on Tuesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.